2 days.
I can tell you what this is. This is just like pure X-lax.
What I have done to come in a bottle, it comes in like a...
Eat whatever you want.
It'll come right out.
Guaranteed.
Mine doesn't have a bottle, it's just got a serrated egg.
This exercise machine, guaranteed to come with this chick. As seen on TV.
Or at least a cardboard cutout.
Hot damn.
That'd be cool if it came with a cardboard cutout that would like just stood on it.
You can get a picture of yourself next to it.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I could use one of those. Be good for me to have it work.
You just plug it into your cigarette lighter.
I wish they went for that little palm top there. Little Windows CE thing there. $500.
What a ripoff. Just go on sale. Just go on sale.
I've never been to on sale. What is it?
It's
onsale.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just an online auction.
Huh, that's cool.
Disc CD,
I've never heard of it.
Or easy payments of $75.
That's the thing about Daymark. You can make payments. It doesn't matter if it's cheap or not, because you can make payments.
Shipping and handling is free.
You can make interest-free payments.
I probably almost have 300 CDs.
Big fucking deal. I'll get... It's 301.
Well, that's... One of the ones that resides in the player constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, I've got 180 CDs, I think, or 190.
You can actually hold 301 CDs, but then don't hit stop. Or they'll try and wedge the CD it's playing into the occupied slot. Break itself.
You see this?
I might have wanted it.
You just hear this horrible grinding noise.
Yeah, right. And then this flashes in the front, warranty expired.
These are shitty headphones.
Oh my god. A tape-based foam recorder. How 1995?
Record a call. Boy, it's dead.
What's that? You said you want a headset phone, Garrett?
Yeah.
Huh, I could make you one.
That'd be cool.
Don't do that, Andy.
Why? Because it would have duct tape on it?
Just
oh,
because...
Oh, that's the kind of cell phone that my sister...
It's more work than it's worth.
That's exactly
right. No, it's not.
You can buy one.
Because it would be better than that one.
1999, yeah.
Although I might buy that one just so I had the little earphone thing and then just, you know,
well, the real deal
modify
is,
it.
The real deal is you get someone to cook the food for you.
Well, yeah. That might be a good idea, though. If you buy that one, it'll come with that chick and then she'll cook your food for you and she'll make me some food and then I'll modify it and make it better for you.
Exactly.
Thanks. So I don't think I'd have her like making food.
Well,
she probably makes good food. She looks like she makes good food.
She looks like she makes good children, too.
Probably. Probably has lots of really cute kids.
It's like that then cereal box.
Then she blows out.
Fun shades for kids.
This one here.
It's a laser painter.
I was walking down the street like a couple of months ago, and I looked at this really cute girl, and I thought in my mind really loud, fun shades for kids. I started busting out laughing.
I thought it was someone else.
Couldn't even figure out why.
Right there. Is that not the same thing?
What's that? A set of lead press on?
Yeah, but that has 42 interchangeable patterns.
Please just shoot it on the volley. I'll look.
It gives you 42 fun ways to hold your audience's attention and drive home key messages, including arrows, stars, circles, dollar signs, and many more. Just change the pattern tip and then puke.
Do they have like?
No, they don't have any of those shapes.
When you click a switch, does it vibrate?
Yes. Then you can pretend it's your pager and run out of the room.
Or in your case, your vibrator.
And run out of the room.
Found the flashlight.
Oh, look, 150 megahertz Pentium laptop for only $1,099.99.
That's a ripoff.
With Microsoft Windows 95.
I really like that ad for the phone service where the guy comes out at 7-Eleven with this huge pager, like, practically the size of him. And it goes off and he starts going...
Haven't seen it.
Hilarious. All the change starts flying out of his pockets.
So what's it an advertisement for?
Some 1-800 number to save money on calls. It's just, yeah, this is my girlfriend begging me. I have to dial this number. I'm using 1-800. Go ahead.
I really
like
it when
watching all this money falling.
You know, I keep seeing all these flatbed scanners all over the place, but what if my bed is kind of caving in the center?
Oh, then you'd get a convex
bed. I mean, I can't find any, like, curved bed scanners anywhere.
Well, okay. What you need to do then is just take all your dirty laundry and wedge it up under your bed so it's flat.
Besides, why would I want to scan my bed anyway?
Depends on who's in it.
Friends like, you idiots. Don't you know flatbed just means it's flat? Video editor, titler, and stereo mixer.
These are pretty...
Seems kind of dumb.
Who the hell gets a video editor, titler, and stereo mixer in Denmark?
Obviously enough people to put it in.
Yeah, enough people that's in there. Think about most of the United States of America, like mid-America.
Yeah,
those are the people that buy this shit. No, not yuppies. They're just like lame-o Cornhuskers.
This is a dish mate.
Cornhuskers.
Oh, it hooks onto the dish. So you can get...
Yeah, so you can get local channels on your dish.
Like wannabe yuppies or something?
I don't know. So they're the kind of people that go, oh my god, that's the coolest thing I ever seen in my life, when they buy it.
And for only 5 easy payments of $199.
They pay their 5 easy payments and then they go and show it off to people all around town.
But why would I want to do that? Rather than...
Now, those are the kind of people that really buy things out of Daymark. Because any real yuppie would just go to the store and buy it. They don't need 5 easy payments.
Yeah, but they
use their credit card
to get ideas.
Yeah, that, you don't. Yeah, still, you don't look. You look in the Brookstone catalog for ideas, not the Daymark catalog.
A rip off of that Bose thing.
Yeah.
Zenith.
Looks like it. Probably doesn't sound like it. Probably got like 3-inch Radio Shack paper speakers behind it.
See, that's why they can get away with including a Midland 40-channel handheld CB radio, because somebody would go, oh, yeah, I need one of those, and then they'd buy it. Look, check out this CB radio I got. It's handheld. Only cost me...
Radar catcher.
Only cost me $49.99 out of the Daymark catalog. Oh, my God, you got the Daymark catalog? You know, et cetera, et cetera. This kind of stuff happens throughout America, truly.
No, yeah, I see, but...
It happens a lot. All of northern Michigan is full of people like that. Except they've got a different voice, but you know.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Oh, you know, I got that new Daymark catalog in there. It's just got some of the best things in it. I got this bike for the kids, and it only cost me $49.99.
You can buy this for $14 at Fry's.
But is it the world's brightest? But if that's the world's brightest, then how can they sell a bunch of them?
It's not the world's brightest rechargeable spotlight.
I mean, do they like keep on like?
I've never heard of like hydrogen lamps or. admittedly, it takes a while to charge, but poofta, you get shadows behind everything, even in the dark.
Ah, shit. Sure. That looks pretty nice, actually.
Cha, where are you? I think hot cha's really gross. Dual decoder.
Charge your battery with solar power. This is for someone who's really up on free time.
Somebody who's... Oh, I got this new battery charger. It charges up my battery when I just park in the driveway.
Don't
jump the screwers.
Hippies.
Darn hippies. Always trying to steal my solar charger. Just, you know, they just want to sell it off for dope.
That's me.
In which dream was that? I love that expression. He's like, I have constipation.
Remember,
he's like, I'm so constipated.
Who was either like you or Zane? I think Zane bought one of these at the flea market.
I had one of those.
For like $10, or maybe it was you at the flea market.
Yeah. It sucked really bad.
It sucked my ass, man.
40 ablink total abdominal system.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just reading the name.
Oh, shut up.
Roman chair.
Look at, would you pay...
I don't know about the Roman chair. That doesn't sound too good.
Would you pay $100 for this thing?
The Roman chair? No,
what
I don't think
do?
So.
It's more like the Spanish Inquisition chair.
Look at that.
I mean, I don't know. Those Romans were kind of queer, if you ask me.
And you think so?
Yeah. And then those Roman chairs, you know.
Get that looking at their statuary?
That must be it.
One.
That's kind of cool. I could use one of those.
It'd be great for sex.
What are you talking about? I just wanted to massage my back with it.
I like this, too. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet you can massage your back pretty well. Yeah. Oh, you mean when she's on? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, right, whatever.
There's great
I'd certainly get rid of these obnoxious outfits, though.
Oh, no. That hot chick right there.
My tie?
Yeah, this is for you.
Yeah, wear like a tie, thanks.
I thought you were talking about beverages over there.
Chai?
Mai Tais.
Oh.
Mm. Hey, baby.
No, we don't want to miss a page.
I absolutely hate your outfit. Take it off.
Ooh, fat. This is what I need. Absorb.
Fat absorb. I'm going to get you those for your birthday.
Only 120 calories.
And I'm going to get you some of those, too.
Yeah.
So you can enhance your figure without surgery.
Look at this. Before. Oh, wow.
After I've got big tits. I don't know who it was that I knew that had one of those things.
Somebody I knew
got one of those things, and I tried it out. It was kind of weird.
That's
okay. It worked okay, actually. It's kind of cool.
I like this. I've gained shit.
I don't think it had enough power, though.
Shit, I've gained 10 more pounds. Time to add a...
Adds up to 5 inches to your waist.
Without expensive tailing. See, now that's the kind of cheesy mid-America invention if I've ever seen one.
You hear them.
You buy your
you
pants.
You just get like a rubber rod and start bending it.
It's like you buy your pants. This is the kind
of
thing, you know, you buy your pants when you're 25, and then you start getting fat by the time you're 45, so you have to stretch them out with this thing. But you don't just buy new pants, you know?
Oh my God, check this out.
They have the Flowbee.
The haircutting system.
That's the thing that they made fun of on Wayne's World.
This thing?
Yeah. Remember the suck cut? They were making fun of the Flowbee on that.
They just suck your hair in and cut it.
Yeah, it sucks it up like a vacuum cleaner and then just cuts it off.
Shit, that's horrible. You can have just like the all one length haircut.
Yeah. They show this guy's like, I use the Flowbee. It's like, no. You have dippy hair anyway, man. I know you don't use the Flowbee.
Oh, yuck, it looks like a litter box. Oh, shit.
It's the automatic dog feeder and waterer.
What the hell is this?
A litter box.
The truth machine. You can tell it tells the truth because they show the chips.
Let me see that.
Wait, it's so
see, if it was lying to you, they would hide those chips in a case so you can only see the light.
Let me flip it so we can all read it.
Knock it off, you guys.
There.
The truth machine.
You can read it.
Is that friend of yours telling you the truth? How about the politician on the evening news? Don't just guess, get a scientific reading from the truth machine. Using technology developed by the U.S. military, it analyzes tremors and modulations in the speaker's voice to gauge the veracity of their words. You can test co-workers, salesmen, even TV personalities and actors in movies. A green light indicates
actors in movies.
Red means something's not right. Like, you're stupid and you should buy something else.
So you know what it's going to do? It's going to show three lights on each one. It'll always be yellow. I'm sure.
Not quite sure. I don't know.
I like Fogger. That's kind of cool.
Ask again later.
Ask again later.
That's kind of too much.
That's kind of cool, you know? Like, when you're like, you want to like invite a chick over to your house, you want to make you, like, the evening
scene. Hey, baby. I turned the fog around. I doubt that thing spits out half as much fog as they show there.
The room's all filling up in fog.
That would be cool, actually. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that, yeah.
It would be fun.
It's more like a fire suppressant system to me.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You walk inside, and the whole place is totally foggy.
Yep.
Can you imagine what it'd do to your clothing?
Nothing.
Your clothing in your
clothes. Times out, 3,300 CU.
Cubic feet.
Cubic feet.
Of fog
and fun per minute.
That thing could spew
that's
out
cool.
Fun, I'd be there, dude.
Hey, dude, I would totally go for that.
No, I wouldn't, because then you'd have to buy the fun and put it in there.
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't think
it's fun. Discount on
I wouldn't,
fun somewhere.
I wouldn't want it for $100.
I know, it's too expensive. If it was $25, I'd think about it.
Oh my God. A sheet of 32 $2 bills for $149.
That doesn't make sense.
It should be $64 plus shipping.
Yeah, roll the sucker up.
You can buy if you just go to the mint, you can buy that.
Yeah.
That cost?
Mr. Indrid bought a sheet of 20s.
But you have to go to the mint to do that.
Yeah, big fucking deal. Okay. That was a sheet of 20s? I thought it was like a sheet of 2s.
No, he had a sheet of 20s.
Yes, the simulated security camera. I need like a bunch of those. Remember Mr. White had one of those things in his back room? He had like a fake security camera like up in the corner of the room pointing.
Oh my goodness, you know, that looks a lot like security cameras I've seen around here. Maybe all of those are fake.
They make those things all the time. Those are cool. I like those little miniature cameras.
Only 100 bucks.
Yeah, but simulated?
No, there's a real one down there that's really tiny for 100 bucks. But
oh, this is classy.
Yeah, that fake one is
this
great.
Is classy.
Oh, that's so classy. That looks beautiful. It's just a centerpiece. I love that. Cherry keyboard stand with bench. Of course, it doesn't come with a keyboard.
And this looks like it would be so fun. And you know, when you cut your finger off, oh, it's so nice.
But it's from K-Tel, man. Come on.
You know it's high quality.
You know where they make those great records. Well, they make all those records in your collection, man.
Dude, it's nice. It's nice.
Oh,
to
yeah, K-Tel, man. Yeah,
look at K-Tel records, man.
Look how thick the box spring is. Oh, this must be so comfortable.
Yeah, looks great.
Sleeping on a nice rock.
Futon.
Oh, you don't like sleeping on a rock?
This is a futon. Futon.
I don't think I sleep on rocks.
I love beds like this. Wrought iron beds with, like,
that's
canopies and stuff.
That's what Tanya wants.
They're so cool.
Exactly what.
I don't know if I want exactly that, but I just like that style. I wouldn't buy that because it's probably just like cheapo aluminum or something.
Would spook me out eventually.
I like it.
Why?
I think I slept in too many of those in my grandma's old house.
Tanya likes it because you can do all sorts of crazy ass shit with it, like have live ivy growing all over it.
Oh, that kind of crazy ass shit.
Yeah, that's what
I was like, that's not what I'm thinking of. That's the kind of crazy shit I want to do.
You want to hang from it?
Hope my brain's out yet.
Personal communication organizer sends and receives email. I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you have to go connect to an ISP for $50 a month.
Comes with a built-in 14-4 modem.
Yeah.
Automatically synchronizes with your PC and lets you maintain a database.
Brent?
What the?
Brent makes a jerking off motion.
No, that's bullshit. It's an infrared 14-4 freaking modem.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
It doesn't give you email anywhere. It gives you email when you go home to your computer.
It's a scanner for $79. You can listen to the police.
No, you can't.
You can't?
Nope.
Why can't you?
Because the police bands have been blocked out on scanners. They don't make scanners with police band anymore.
Why? That sucks. It's the only interesting part about it.
I know.
So what you need is an old scanner.
They blocked out all the interesting things. Yeah, you have to get an old scanner if you want to listen to that.
Like how you need an old VCR to tune a high channel down to 3. View it on the old TV.
I had one of these.
Yeah, bitch.
That's really expensive. You can buy this at Fry's for $50.
That's that CD player is almost identical to mine.
Is it yours a TX?
I don't know. It's the Sony over here. The one that's in my car. Almost identical. Except mine was, except it was like $300-something when I bought it. Had it for years now.
You got more value out of it than I did. Hey, this is what I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cheap. That's a really good price.
CD players are cheap now.
I got it for,
I wouldn't poop my panties yet.
$89
Really?